Tell you, enjoyed that singing this morning. How about y'all? My goodness, I tell you, it feels more like church when you can get your choir up here singing and so forth, doesn't it? I tell you, I enjoyed that. It does my heart some kind of good. And praise the Lord, I tell you. You know, by the blood of Jesus Christ, we are justified, we're sanctified. I'm thankful for that today. I'm telling you, apart from His precious blood being shed for our sins, we'd have no heaven, we'd have no eternal life, we'd have no joy and no peace. And my friends, we could not even celebrate His birth, we couldn't even celebrate His death, because we would yet be lost. But thank the Lord through His precious blood that He has shed for us. We are the children of God, the children of God, and we are, I'm telling you, excites me. Y'all get to singing like that and everything. My goodness. All right, if you will, this morning, turn your Bibles to Psalm chapter 23. Psalm 23, one of my favorite passages of Scripture here as well. Psalm 23, we're going to explore it a little bit on what it has to say. I believe without the exception of John 3:16, there's no other passage in the Bible that's better known than Psalms 23. This scripture here, this passage has brought hope to an unregenerate people across the whole world. This Psalm 23 passage is a source of comfort to us as Christians in the midst of struggles that we go through, because Christ is the shepherd, the good shepherd, who cares for His flock. He seeks to provide that which is best for His sheep. And we are the sheep of His pasture. The child of God can rely on the fresh provisions that the shepherd supplies. This good shepherd provides peace for the soul from the would-be destroyers of the soul. Even the discipline of the rod is the hand of the shepherd's great love and care for us as well. And without these benefits, the sheep would be hopelessly lost. And I firmly believe that. In Psalms 23, we read in verse 1, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for His name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will in the presence of mine enemies, thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever." And I'm telling you, if you can't settle on that great hope right there, nothing else will help you, my friends. Let me tell you, many a time in my life, I have went back to that verse of Scripture right there. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, because I'm trusting in the One that can provide that. Let's go to the Lord in prayer this morning. Thank You, dear Heavenly Father. Oh God, we thank You for this time of day, dear Lord, for this time that we can come in here in this place to worship You, to praise Your holy name, to lift up Your holy name. And dear Lord, so we can draw closer to You. Father, we thank You for Your precious word. Thank You for Your meaning of Your word and provision of Your word. Father, we thank You for all that You do. Father, we ask this morning that You would speak to each and every one of our hearts. Father, if there be anyone that's here today in the midst of us, dear Lord, that is lost, they've never trusted You as Savior, dear Lord, may this be today, dear God, that they repent and turn toward You, dear God, and call upon You to save them today, to be born again before it's eternally too late. Father, we will be careful to give You all the glory, all the honor, and all the praise for everything said and everything done, for we ask all these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
Oh my, Psalms chapter 23, verse 1, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. First of all, the psalmist and every believing, Bible-believing, born-again Christian calls him his shepherd, my friend. Calls God his shepherd. Can you call him that today? The scripture gives God many friendly names, but especially this name here, when he calls him the shepherd in the precious word of God. Excuse me. I'm telling you, the scripture is calling him the shepherd because he is our good shepherd. He says, the Lord is my shepherd. It's comforting when the scripture calls him that because that means he is our refuge. He is our refuge, my friend. Who else could you run to in this world? Who else can you run to for safety, my friend? No other than the Lord Jesus Christ, our great shepherd, the good shepherd. My friend, let me tell you, he's our strength. Where would you gain in this world? How could you even get about in this world without his strength, my friend? I tell you, I can do nothing on my own, but through him, you see, I can do everything. My friend, we would be men most miserable if it wasn't for the good shepherd. And my friend, I'm telling you, he's our rock. He's the rock of our salvation. Oh, we can, it's a firm thing. Rock is a firm, established, you see. And that good shepherd, he is established in our hearts, dear Lord. Oh my, let me tell you, he's our fortress. He's our shield. He's our hope. He's our comforter. And he's our savior. And he's also our king, this good shepherd is. And by his actions and without ceasing, he truly demonstrates to his people that he's exactly as the scripture portrays him to be. It is also very comforting to know that in Psalms 23 and 1 here, and in other places of scripture, he is called the shepherd. This single little word, shepherd, we can praise God for all his goodness and comforting that he gives us, all the provisions that he does for us. The Lord is my shepherd. I can say that because I've trusted in him as my Savior. Can you say that today, my friend? Can you say that the Lord is my shepherd and mean that with absolute firmness, my friend? Oh my, the shepherd, he gives us a happy and a secure heart. My friend, let me tell you something. The pleasures of this world can only give hope, and they ought to give peace, and they ought to give joy just for temporary, you see. It's here today and gone tomorrow. But my friend, this good shepherd, you see, oh, the happiness that he gives us, the security of the heart that he gives us, the joy and the peace that he gives us, the comfort that he gives us. My friend, let me tell you something. The eternal life that he gives us, oh, it lasts forever. It lasts forever, and it'll never end. Oh, the heart, the shepherd gives us a heart that is filled with faith and overflows, you see, at times like this morning, as we seen as the singing was going on. I don't know about you, but singing touches my heart. To me, singing, it sets the pace for the preaching, you see, of the receiving of God's word, you see. It kind of drops our guard down so that the word of God can get in, you see, and do what the Holy Spirit wants it to do. Oh, the Lord is my shepherd. We are very well supplied, both in body and soul, by this good shepherd. And he will and does. He feeds me. It says, I shall not want. He feeds us. His tail's on down there. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He doesn't take us to a pasture that is you pass by some cow pastures or so forth. And look like, how in the world is them cows surviving out there? I mean, they're living on dirt. There's no green grass out there for them or anything like that. And my friend, let me tell you something. Our God, he leads us to the green pastures. And he leadeth me beside the still waters. You know something about a sheep? He will not drink from moving water. Did you know that? He'll come up to it. If that stream is moving, he will not drink from that. He has to get to the water where it's pooled at. And it's not moving, you see. He leadeth to the still waters. He wants us to slow down sometime and just realize how good he is. See, when we're so busy and bustling in the world and so forth, and we're going here and we're going there, we don't have time. We're like that moving water, you see, that moving stream. We just seem to can't catch up, you know. The Lord can't catch up with us. But my friend, he leadeth us beside the still waters. Oh my,
He does feed us. He protects us, and he preserves us, my friend. He preserves us from misfortune and from the cares of this world, you see. And we cast all our care upon Him, for He careth for us, you see. He preserves us. He feeds us and protects us from troubles, you see, of the world. In other words, He will do for me and He'll do for you what a good shepherd can be expected to do. What do you expect the Lord Jesus Christ to do for you? Do you expect Him to provide for you? Are you expecting for Him to protect you, to take care of you, to strengthen you in a time of need, to strengthen you whenever things seem like the whole world is coming down upon you? Who do you go to? Who do you call upon, you see? Who are you relying on? Well, you can rely on this good shepherd, my friend. Oh, my. He is expected to do that for us because He is the good shepherd. That's the reason why David should say right here, "The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want." My friend, let me tell you something. Whenever Jesus Christ is at the center and focal point of our life, let me tell you something. Whenever His blessings are upon us and we're seeing what all He can do, we're relying totally on Him. My friend, the rest of the world, we don't need the rest of the world. Everything in the world fades away to Him, you see, and to His great glory and everything He can do for us. All of these blessings and more are comprehended in this one little word, shepherd, my friend. And all that the shepherd does and is summed up in this one verse. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Well, He grants us also with this, the Lord is my shepherd. He grants us confidence. Confidence in God. Confidence in your walk with God. My friend, the world likes to discourage you, don't it? Don't it? The devil will come by and he'll try to discourage you. There'll be people come by and they'll try to discourage you. But my friend, let me tell you something. You know very well that you can stand assured on what you believe and why you believe it whenever we have our confidence in the Lord is my shepherd. My friend, put your confidence in Him and in the comfort. He grants us comfort. Oh my, many a time in my life, I can right now, it brings up to my mind. I remember one time I was going through a very distressed time, very hard time. And my friend, it seemed like I had no friends. It seemed like I had nobody that cared. And I remember going to bed one night and I'm laying praying. Oh, Lord, I know You're there, you know. And Lord, I believe in You, but it seems like the whole world is crushing in around me. I don't know what decision to make next. What is going to happen to me next? And I remember as I laid there praying in my head on my pillow, it felt as if a hand just laid right there. And all of a sudden, I could remember when I was a little child and I'd be sick. I'd have some kind of virus or whatever, and you're 7, 8 years old, and be running a fever. And in the middle of the night, 2 or 3 times a night, I remembered my grandmother that lived with us. She would come by my bed and she'd lay her hand on my head. She was seeing if I was still burning up with a fever or something, you know. But that hand, I remember, it wake me up. It was so comforting to me to know that somebody cared for me, you see. And let me tell you, that night as I laid my head on my pillow and I'm crying and I'm praying, it felt like that hand just laid upon me. And it's the Lord Jesus Christ saying, I'm here to comfort you. I'm here with you, you see. No matter what you're going through and no matter what's going to happen, I'm here with you and I'm here to comfort you. And my friend, let me tell you something. When you have a moment like that, you never forget it. You never forget it because you know that the Lord is my shepherd. And my friend, let me tell you something else that He grants to us. He grants to us a true sense of security. I don't have to worry about tomorrow because I know who holds tomorrow, you see. My friend, let me tell you something. He is wonderful and a great shepherd, my friend. Oh my, He gives us security. He gives us security through these bad times like we've seen all through this year of 2020. Oh my goodness, born again Christian friend, let me tell you something. How could we make it through such a time as what we've had this year if it wasn't for the Lord Jesus Christ? We'd still come out at the end of the year and still say, the Lord is good.
The Lord is good. My friend, I don't know what's going to be in 2021, but I know the Lord will be there for us, you see. And we'll trust in Him all the way through it, you see. No matter what comes, He's there because He's the good shepherd, my friend. Oh, He gives us a true sense of security. I don't have to worry about dying and going to hell. Back whenever I had the COVID-19, back in July and August, my friend, let me tell you something. I was telling a brother here this morning, I said, my goodness, there was a couple of bad days right in the middle of it. I was sick for about 6 weeks with it, but because I've had lung issues from pneumonia and so forth at an early age. But anyways, I remember right about the third week of it, I thought I was going to die. And it was especially 2 days and two nights. About 48 hours of that thing, it still stands out in my mind because I made preparations. You see, with my wife, I said, well, I'm going to leave from here. I'm going home. And she said, you want to go to the hospital? I said, no. No, if the Lord's ready to take me, I want to die right here at home, you see, with my family, and not be stuck off in some hospital room, and none of the family can even come see me, and nor can I tell them bye. So just let me die right here, you see. Oh, my friend, but I wasn't worried about it, you see. I was comforted, you see. And I just didn't want to leave my wife and children holding on to things that was unnecessary. And so I told her I'd make some plans, you know, so what you can right now while I'm here, you see. But my friend, let me tell you something, a true sense of security. You don't have to worry about dying. My friend, He is right there with you, and He'll see you through. And it's no worry about hell because I've been born again. See, the thought never crossed my mind that I'd go off into hell if I died, and neither is it right now if I was to drop dead in front of you right now of a heart attack. My friend, let me tell you something. Before this body would collapse all the way to the floor, my soul would be headed to heaven. Headed to heaven. And that's my eternal home. Because I have eternal security in the Lord Jesus Christ. In one, the shepherd, you see. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He gives us eternal security. Well, also it grants us, it replaces the void. And that's within a lost person, my friend. Think back. Before you got saved, did you have any hope when things came about? Did you have anything about you that really was secure, you see, in your life? Or did you just have a feeling of void, something I'm lacking, I'm incomplete? Do you remember those days? I remember those days. I remember going to work many days and saying, something's missing in my life. Something's not right in my life. I feel so incomplete. Something is wrong with my life. And I had a longing, a voidness inside of me, longing for something. And I tried this old world, my friend, and so have you. I tried the things of this world, you see, and so have you. But my friend, none of those things stuck. None of those things lasted, you see. And all those things that I tried to fill in this void up with left me empty. And hopeless. Oh, but the Sunday morning that I received Jesus Christ as my Savior, that all of a sudden, that void that I had within me was filled up, you see. Oh my goodness, not only was it filled up, but I felt complete for the first time in my life, you see, because I was complete in Him, as the song they sang, complete in Thee. Oh, my friend, without Jesus Christ, you're incomplete, but with Him, with this good shepherd, you see, you are complete in Him, and all His blessings come along with that. Oh, He strengthened us, and He magnifies us here, right here. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. There He is, magnified, the Lord lifted up. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. John 10:14, the Bible says, I am the good shepherd and know my sheep, and I am known of mine. Oh, isn't that comforting? Isn't that so comforting? To know that Jesus Christ knows you. He calls you His child. He calls you His sheep, you see. Oh, not only does that work just one way, it works both ways. As we are known by Him, we also know Him, you see. Oh, yes, we know him and we draw closer to him. Oh, he becomes special to us, you see. Oh, my, he is here. The divine majesty compares himself with the faithful and good shepherd. He compares us poor and weak, miserable sinners to sheep. And we can understand this beautiful picture when we learn of the traits and the characteristics of a natural sheep and the office and the work and the care of the good shepherd. Well, let's first look right here. A sheep must live entirely by its shepherd's help. Did you know that? The sheep is an animal that is the closest thing to a human being. Did you know that? Have you ever studied about sheep? There's no other animal on planet Earth that has the closest characteristics to a human being other than a sheep. And that sheep cannot live by itself. It cannot survive on its own. Did you know that? He has to have a shepherd from the time he's born. Did you know us as human beings? That little baby back there that you're holding and cradling your arms. My friend, let me tell you something. You could not leave that baby out here by itself. Wouldn't dare do that. That baby could not raise its own food, could not gather its food together, could not nourish itself, could not provide for itself. My friend, let me tell you something. That's the good shepherd that comes along and he raises us up. We cannot sustain life without him. He helps us, my friend. And that sheep, he needs help, you see, in order to survive. And a sheep must live entirely by the shepherd's help. He must live entirely by the shepherd's protection. That sheep has no protection of its own. Did you know that? It has no defense of its own. None. None whatsoever. But many enemies are out there for that sheep and wanting to devour that sheep, you see, and do that sheep harm. Let me tell you, just like this world out here, it wants to do you harm, my friend. Let me tell you something. Love not this world, you see, the Bible says, because this world has nothing for you. Oh, it may come up and put its arm around you and say, oh, you know, you can look to me for help. Oh, you can look to me to care for you. You can look to me for your protection. But my friend, this world will let you down. This world will let you down. But Jesus will never let you down. That sheep, he has to have that protection of the shepherd. Then he could not survive. That sheep also must live entirely by the care of the shepherd. He has to trust that shepherd to lead him to green pastures, you see. He could not find them on his own, the sheep wouldn't. No. And he has to rely on that shepherd to get him to the still water because he can't find it on his own, you see. And neither can you and I. As soon as a sheep goes astray, it's surrounded by all kinds of danger and will perish, for it is quite unable to help itself, just like us. When we're lost, we were in danger all our days of our life. Danger of this world, you see. Danger of the devil trying to tear us down, trying to destroy us, you see. Oh, my friend, let me tell you something. When we get saved, the shepherd, he comes along. Isaiah 53:6. All we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned everyone to his own way, and the Lord hath laid on him the iniquity of us all. Thank God for Jesus Christ. The sheep is a poor, weak, simple little beast that can neither feed nor rule itself, nor find the right way. My friend, danger is out there for it. By nature, a sheep is timid, very timid, shy, likely to go astray. You see, when it goes astray, it's unable to find its way back. It just runs further and further away. Doesn't that describe a lost person's way? My friend, I remember when I was lost. Yes, when I was lost, oh, I just went on further away from God, you see. Oh, my goodness, but thank God the shepherd came after me. Oh, and he found me. And no, also, may this sheep, he may come across other herds and come across another shepherd and sheep, but that doesn't help him, for it does not know the voice of a strange shepherd. Did you know that? It amazes me that born-again Christians get confused and get into false cults out here.
and false churches and false preaching, that they're so easily just dabbling off into other things, and they don't know the difference between the good shepherd and the falseness, you see. My friend, let me tell you something. The good shepherd is truth. His truth and his word is truth. But still, however weak and shed and small an animal a sheep may be, it is nevertheless, it has this trace of this trait about it. When it is near to his shepherd, it takes comfort in the shepherd's help. It'll take comfort. That sheep can graze in those green pastures and be happy and joyful, knowing that the shepherd is there for his protection. He will follow him wherever and however that shepherd may lead him. And that's what Christ wants to do for us. Oh, my friend, whenever he says, come unto me, he means, let me lead you. Hear my voice and let me lead you. Let me help you and let me be there for you. Oh, when a sheep is near the shepherd, it doesn't worry about anything. It's worries, it's nothing. Isn't that the way it is whenever you're living right for God? You can cast all your care upon him. It lessens our worries, doesn't it? My friend, you know, I had a hard time with that when I first got saved because I'd been a worrier. And I just wanted to worry about any little thing. But I had a pastor tell me many years ago, will it add any cubit? He showed it to me in the Bible. This is when I was just a young Christian at that time. Hadn't been saved very long. I hadn't read that part. Will it add one cubit or anything to your stature? Will it? No. No. Your worries will not help you. They'll bring you down. But the Lord Jesus Christ, the good shepherd, my friend, we can cast all our care upon him. Oh, when the shepherd is there, and when the sheep follow the shepherd, the sheep will fear no one. He has no fears because he's comforted. He feels secure and happy because he's lacking absolute nothing. The sheep also has this virtue, and this is marked well because Christ praises it especially in his sheep in John 10:4. John chapter 10, verse 4. The Bible says, and when he putteth forth his own sheep, he goeth before them, and the sheep follow him. Notice this, for they know his voice. And verse 5 says, and a stranger will they not follow, but will flee from him, from the stranger, for they know not the voice of the strangers. And that is, I'm telling you, very careful and surely hears and knows the shepherd's voice. He's guided by the shepherd's voice. And he does not let itself be turned away from the shepherd's voice. But he follows it without swerving. My friend, that's what we ought to know. We ought to know our Bible good enough to be able to know when a false cult comes about, you see, and tries to tempt us and sway us to get away from God or to come into some other thing, fall away into it. My friend, on the other hand, it pays no attention at all to the voices of strange shepherds. Though they may tempt them, lure it in the most friendly manner, it does not heed to them, much less does it follow them. Take heed whom you listen to. The good shepherd, he's the one that brings us comfort and will help us. The function of the faithful shepherd is to supply his sheep with good pasture and all other things that it needs. The good shepherd also keeps the sheep away from suffering harm. The good care of the shepherd, he takes care not to lose any of them. And should one go astray, he goes after it. The shepherd seeks it, and then he returns it. Luke chapter 15, verse 4, what man of you, having 100 sheep, if he lose one of them, doth not leave the 99 in the wilderness and go after that which is lost until he find it? In verse 5 it says, and when he hath found it, he layeth it on his shoulders, rejoicing. Isn't that what God does to us many a time? Oh, when we're so helpless. So when we're so down and weak, my friend, he comes along, he picks us up, you see, and he carries us on his shoulder. My friend, he has the shoulders to be able to bear anyone and anything.
Verse 6, and when he cometh home, he calleth together his friends and neighbors. Notice this, he is rejoicing. Saying unto them, rejoice with me, for I have found my sheep, which was lost. I say unto you, that likewise joy shall be in heaven over one sinner that repenteth, more than over 99 just persons which need no repentance. My friend, it's a joyful thing when somebody gets saved. Did you know that? It's a joyful thing. It sets off this great singing, I believe, in heaven. I believe the angels come together. I believe saved people is already up there waiting on us. Saved loved ones. I think they start rejoicing, you see. I believe the very moment when I got saved, when I was 23 years old, my friend, I had a grandmother that had passed away a couple of years prior to that, but I knew she had prayed for me. I knew that. And I believe she was in heaven, and she was rejoicing that very morning whenever I gave my life to Christ. Oh, my friend, let me tell you something. It's rejoicing time, and it ought to be a rejoicing time for us. And whenever a sheep goes astray, the shepherd brings us back. My friend, it should be a rejoicing time. You know, I've often heard it said that we as born-again Christians, a lot of times, we want to stomp down our own kind. A lot of times. We see a brother or sister fall in a fault, we'll be the first one to come along and kick them again and keep them down. But I believe we ought to come along, and we ought to lift them up, you see, and tell them, get them to repent, and tell them we love them, and care for them, and get them back into the right relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ, my friend, you see. Oh, my. The good shepherd, he looks after the young, the weak, the sick, very carefully. He carries them in his arms until they are grown and are strong and well. Isaiah chapter 40, verse 11, the Bible says, he shall feed his flock like a shepherd. He shall gather the lambs with his arm and carry them in his bosom and shall gently lead those that are young. That's our Lord. That's our great shepherd, you see, the good shepherd. Well, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want, because the good shepherd laid down his life for the sheep. John 10, chapter 10, verse 15, the Bible says, as the Father knoweth me, even so I know the Father. And I lay down my life for the sheep. Therefore doth my Father love me, because I lay down my life, that I might take it again. No man taketh it from me, but I lay it down of myself. I have power to lay it down, and I have power to take it again. This commandment have I received of my Father. And that's exactly what Jesus Christ did. That's the reason why you can put your confidence in him, you see. Because no man took his life. He laid it down freely for you and I, my friend. Oh my, that makes him the good shepherd, because he laid down his life freely for you and I. And he said, how shall a man be able to live and do right in a God-pleasing manner when he knows nothing of God? Is born and conceived in sin, Psalm 51, 5, as we all are, and by nature a child of wrath, in Ephesians chapter 2, verse 3, and an enemy of God. I tell you, how shall we find the right path and stay on it? As Isaiah says in Isaiah 53, 6, we cannot do otherwise than go astray. How is it possible for us to defend ourselves against the devil, who is a prince and ruler of this world, and whose captives we all were before we got saved? Why should we poor, miserable people desire to boast so loudly against the judgments of God, the wrath of God, and eternal death in hell, when every day and every hour we experience in ourselves and in others that even as in a trivial body needs, we need counsel and help, nor can we find comfort and lasting satisfaction in and of ourselves. In conclusion, we must admit that just as helpless sheep, we cannot save ourselves. Why else would he lay down his life for us? Because we cannot save ourselves. We cannot survive on our own, but we'll eventually perish. So it is. So it is with man, lost mankind. We are helpless, hopeless, hell-bound without the good shepherd that laid down his life for his sheep. The Lord Jesus Christ is the good shepherd. Is he your shepherd today, I might ask? Is he your shepherd today? John 3:16 says, for God so loved the world, that's you and I, that he gave his only begotten Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. My friend, let me tell you something. That is a promise from God. You want everlasting life, or do you want everlasting death? That's the question. Why did Jesus lay down his life freely? Why did the shepherd give his life so freely? So that you and I would not perish in a devil's hell. He laid it down freely so that you and I could have eternal life. Oh my, do you know this good shepherd today? Have you called upon him as your Savior today? You know from the bottom of your heart. I don't know anybody's heart, but God knoweth and you know it. Is he your good shepherd today? You see, if not, he wants to be. He wants to be. Why not trust him today as your personal Savior? Why not call upon him? He wants to be your shepherd. And my friend, there is great peace and joy when you turn your life to Christ. Great peace. And like I said earlier, that void, that emptiness, that incompleteness will all be filled up when Christ comes within. You see, that's what the good shepherd. The Bible says, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. And I'll be honest with you this morning. I've been saved for 33 years. And there's not been a time that I've had a want that was not taken care of by him. My friend, let me tell you something. He does exactly what he says he will do. And his promises is yea and amen. And that's what he is. He's our good shepherd. Is he yours today? Every head bowed and eye closed this morning as we come.